Missouri. Well, joining us on the phone line, our next guest, Mr. McGann, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, what happened? I thought you were on your way here.
I was. I apologize. We had a minor fender bender. Somebody hit me on the corner of my bumper on the left side. Nothing significant. Nobody hurt.
Okay.
Had a difficulty stopping, and apparently they... too many people texting and driving, I think, Kev. You know what I mean?
Well, we have, he is Mr. Jim McGann. He is a selectman in the town of Hanson. And there's a bit of a fundraiser that's going to be coming up on behalf of the Hanson Middle School in the Whitman-Hanson Regional School District. There's an event that's going to be taking place on Saturday, April 4th from 5:30 to 8 at the Needles Lounge at Camp Kewaunee. Talk to us about this fundraiser to try to buy some Chromebooks.
Yeah, we're trying to, our goal was to raise as much money as we can. We originally started out with $15,000, but I think we're going to have to edge it down a bit because of how difficult this season has been, not only to individual homes, homeowners, but businesses. We're raising money to buy Chromebooks for approximately 5 math classes within the town of Hanson for Hanson Middle Schoolers. We're looking to maybe expand upon that and put some into the English classes as well as maybe some of the science classes. But right now our focus will be math classes. For those people who don't know what Chromebooks are, they're basically mini laptop computers, very, very, very small in size, about the size of an iPad. And typically they allow the kids to interact with this software called Assistment. And this program is actually monitored by the teacher. The teacher has a computer also. And these devices will actually help the teachers teach. And from that, they can create tests, quizzes. They can identify, you know, those kids that that are very, you know, highly on the ball versus some who may not be, but they're within the, you know, within the acceptable limits, of course. But I think the key thing here is that this is the wave of the future. This is the way we can help teach our kids. These Chromebooks will actually stay in the classrooms. They go into a charging docking station. And, again, we can tailor, the teachers can actually tailor tests and quizzes. And from the data that they collect from this, they can actually figure out how many common answers were wrong. And from that, they can help the teacher to identify which part of the lesson that they need to reinforce. The kids as well, so it makes the teachers more efficient in how they teach as well, Kevin.
I guess I would ask you, how did you get involved? Who tipped you off to this need, and how did the fundraiser materialize?
Well, I was approached by Principal William Tranter at the Hanson Middle School, and he was looking for somebody who might be able to help him. My daughter is currently in the middle school; she's a seventh grader, but he wanted. He was hoping for a selectman. What he originally wanted to do was, I think they called it men with taste, but because they've done this at other places and with in some of the other towns that he's come from. Basically, we kind of modeled it, and we wanted to incorporate everyone because we've got a lot of a lot of fascinating people out there. We want to include everybody in the community, so we call it Hanson with Taste. Hmm. Basically, what it is each person will cook their favorite meal. And help serve it during the course of our event. We'll have three types of the meal. It'll basically be an appetizer, an entree, and then dessert. And from there, we'll just do a lot of socializing with people. We'll talk. I think we plan on having Josh Cutler there. He's going to be there. A lot of the board of selectmen, teachers, local teachers, firefighters, police. Police members of the community, Bill Frazier from Hanson Dare, he's very, very good within the community. And it's going to be an all-around fun time. It's a little nerve-wracking. This is my first time that I've run something like this, chaired this committee, but overall it's been quite an experience, I'll tell you.
Now, what are you making? Now, are you going to make something, or are you just going to be the host of this whole thing?
Actually, my wife will be making something. I'm not that good a cook, really. I'm not. I mean, I make spaghetti, but that's about it. So I don't burn the water when I boil it. But
okay.
My wife has a great pasta dish, in which each person actually is going to be cooking for approximately 30 people. We're hoping to have somewhere between the vicinity of 200 to 225 people come to the event, and tickets are $20 each, and that's because we're trying to raise money for Chromebooks. But on top of that, we're having a silent auction. We'll have a 50-50 raffle. We'll have some raffle items as well. We've got music. It should be a great time all around.
Now, I have to ask you, what's the buzz with the event? Are you getting a lot of interest? And what? How much are you hoping to raise? Is there a goal?
Well, right now, before we even started, I think we've raised approximately $6,000 for the event, which is a pretty great start. Mm-hmm. So we've actually run up against a couple of different... there's been a number of fundraisers, Kevin. I don't know how many you've hosted, but there's been a number of them. There's even one on April 2nd. I can help them. This cause, Battle of the Bands, on April 2nd. I believe it's for Dollars for Scholars. And there's been a number of events. There was a Whitman Hansen event where they had a lot of the vendors come and prepare foods and serve it to the public.
Mm.
So apparently, Hansen and Whitman, we share a lot of, I guess this is the time for us to eat, maybe because we're kind of in this this mode of trying to get out of the weather. But once I really hope once the weather kicks around, we can, especially on our event, Saturday night, that it'll be warm enough for people to walk out on the deck, look at the sunset. It should be really nice.
And how many Chromebooks with the money that you raise, how many are you hoping to purchase? Is this the idea of maybe once you've finished furnishing the Hanson Middle School that you can do other Hanson schools that are within your district?
That's a great question. I would like to... the Chromebooks go for roughly $200 a piece. That's very expensive. Hopefully when we buy more in bulk, obviously you get them at a little bit better deal. What I really wanted to do was to try to put something together in front of the town at one point to try to fund Chromebooks for all the Hanson Middle School kids, all the middle school classes. And then what the plan was to try to do is perhaps the next year move to Indian Head and the year after that to McQuan. The logic for that is obviously as you get older, you become more familiar with the devices, and obviously they're more in demand and they're more used now as you enter college and certainly high school. So, and also the benefit of that would have been to stagger these devices because they do have a lifespan on them, and obviously you're not hitting everybody else at once. So, and by the way, that's not my original idea. We were hoping to do that. That was actually proposed at one of the town meetings, but what it looks like now, Kevin, is... we basically had to put that to the sideline and do this benefit because the Hanson schools, along with the Whitman schools, are looking for funding to buy new devices, depending on the direction they go, either virtual or laptops, one for one.
Right.
They're looking for a good amount from the town of Hanson to fund new computers for each one of the three schools.
Right.
But those computers, basically, too, Kevin, what makes them different from the Chromebooks is that they have a PC lab that has approximately, I think, somewhere between 20 and 25 computers to each lab. And then you've also got the staff, the administration staff, that needs computer replacement, like the principal, the teachers, and so on.
Right, and I believe, if you don't mind me kind of interrupting here for half a second, I believe that's a $1.4 million that the school district is looking for to be able to do that venture for both Whitman and Hanson. I think on the Hanson side of things,
mm-hmm. $633,000
is correct. Yes, and from what I'm understanding also is that a lot of the technology it is far different from the Chromebooks. What you're looking to do, and so folks don't get confused. But what this will be is everything will be, the kids will get kind of like workstations, and everything, all the software and all the technology will be in the back end of things.
Right, exactly. And I know the district's looking at those two options. I don't believe they've finalized which option that they're going to go with, either virtual or one-for-one desktop. But Chad Peters is championing that effort along, of course, with Root. And I really think it's, and of course, don't forget, you know, that $633,000, I believe, is also part of that money is Hanson's Park to replace within the high school, too. So it's not just the Hanson schools, but it's Hanson's portion of the high school as well.
Correct.
So it's a shame because I tried to see if perhaps we could have tried to have merged the two items into one. It would have been certainly a great cost saver. I don't believe it's quite possible at this time, but who knows, Kevin? I believe in the future, eventually we will be. One of the benefits of these devices, and again, this is the way of the future, is books, I think, eventually may become obsolete.
No.
I know.
No.
I know. I hope not, too, because those who do quite a lot of reading can actually, you know, we feel for the books. I know what you mean, but in terms of textbooks, I mean. So with regard to that, it may be better because, obviously, you know, if there's an error in a textbook, you can correct it more immediately. The cost should be reduced significantly for students. Book bags. Think about carrying for book bags. How much? I mean, my daughter carries a book bag. I've weighed it one time. It was almost 25 pounds, somewhere between 20 and 25 pounds.
Right.
You know, if they're taking a device into, you know, in one device into it, there's a lot of possibilities that can. Again, this is the way of the future. It really is.
All right. Well, Jim, we got to wrap up our segment. If folks want to know more information, if they want to get tickets, how can they do that, sir?
They can go to the Hanson Middle School right off of Liberty Street there and purchase tickets there, or at Don Ford's across from the Shaws. I'm asking and please urging, come out, support our kids, support our schools and our teachers. Tickets, again, are $20 each. The event is on April 4th, Saturday, from 5:30 to 8, and it should be a great time. I really ask people to come out and support our cause.
There he is, Hanson Selectman Jim McGann. Thank you so much for joining us, sir.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you very much.
You got it. We're going to step aside, and when we come back, I'm going to speak with Devlin Miles. Don't go anywhere.
This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.